Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm glad you have joined us today at Ashley. Today in Seattle's feeling like a spring day. We're having sunshine, although could change any moment. We had a day this week where we had snow and rain and little beautiful blue skies. So springtime is quite amazing, and I love seeing all the flowers that are starting to come up. We've got crocuses. I got my dogwood trees out front, which are not they're a different kind of dogwood trees. They have tiny clusters of yellow flowers. And anyway, it just always lifts my spirits in Seattle to see it in bloom, and nature has a way of doing that. I feel one of the ways to touch into our spirit and connect with who we are is through nature, especially if you're feeling a little depressed. The weekend's almost here, so I hope you'll get out and experience nature. Today, my guest will be talking about relationships with the author, Deborah Rebel, and she's the author of The Soul-Hearted Partnership. Deborah is a Cleveland-based licensed psychologist and conducts a private practice and facilitates workshops and seminars on personal transformation and well-being. She's also the founder of Heart Paths, a producer of materials inspiring full self-expression, and a director of Foundation in Light, an international nonprofit educational organization furthering spiritual growth and self-realization. So many people dream of finding their soulmate, and yet how many find that kind of relationship? Today we're going to talk about what gets in the way from having fulfilling relationships, not only with our loved ones, but with all our relationships, friends, coworkers, and family. So in her book, Deborah describes how to first develop a soul-hearted relationship with yourself and then translate that into practical everyday choices and actions that can bring about a soulmate union with a loved one. She has written about innovative approaches to jealousy, fear, old grievances, vulnerability, expressing soul potential, and co-creating with spirit while simultaneously deepening intimacy with a loved one. And what I love about her book is each chapter concludes with a practical exercise designed to help spark the fullest expression of energetically charged love, passion, and intimacy. Her website is www.soulheartedpartnership.com. So welcome, Deborah, to Voices of Women.
Oh, it's great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Well, first, I'd like people to start off. Tell us about your story. How did you come to this being your life's work? And it sounds like you have a lot of passion around this of helping others find a great partnership.
Well, yes, it started with, again, as with most people, it starts with your own personal story. And my story was I was married early in my life and was looking for a partner to maximize my potential and to help me develop into to be the best I could be. And as I was on that short journey of my marriage, I realized that I had to do the work for myself first. That marriage didn't last more than 7 years, but I had a beautiful son from that marriage, and so the purpose for which that relationship was fulfilled. But I realized at that moment, that was a real crossroads for me, and for many people who either, you know, have a loss of a relationship or another major crisis in their life, they come to that crossroads. And I started this path on really going within and listening to myself. And I started the spiritual path that I've been on since then. And I was about 27, 28. And also I started my graduate work in psychology simultaneously. So I've kind of been on this dual path to looking at relationships and seeing what really works in a spiritually based, soulful union.
So a lot of this comes from your own experience, and in writing about your book, I know there's lots of examples of other people that you work with and what has transformed in their relationships or what the issues are. Why did you write this book? And how is it different from other, and there's lots of books on relationships.
Yes, there is. And actually a client of mine was the one that inspired me to write the book. She came to me one day and said, please, would you write down some of the things that, you know, we've worked on all the, you know, during the time that we've been together about relationships and put into practice some of the things that you teach us. And so that's why some of the exercises are also in there. And it took about 11 years. The journey was stop and start for a little while, having children and working, and it was one of those projects that I would do whenever I had the moment. But it's been a passion of mine because an intimate relationship is one of the strongest vehicles that we have in which to grow ourselves. When we are in any kind of relationship, whether it's a friend, a coworker, or an intimate union, it gives us the most opportunity to take a look at our own patterns that come up, our own self in relationship with another person, and we can inspire with the energy of another person to start to create the life that we really want. And I wanted people to know that they didn't have to stay in miserable relationships. And that's what I was seeing a lot. People coming in and saying, going through the motions, you know, staying with a partner because they were afraid of whatever their fears were, that there wasn't going to be anybody else, that they'd be alone, financial reasons. So I wanted people to have hope and to have a model, a paradigm that really goes beyond what most relationship books talk about. And my book shares the very whole first section is about your relationship with self, and that is the foundation. Most relationship books either devote maybe a chapter, a paragraph, and then they go into the rest of the book being about the relationship. And my book is, the half of the book is you're that partner with yourself first before you can partner with someone else at that fullest level.
So tell us more about that. How do you begin that partnership with yourself? What are the steps you take people through?
Well, the first thing I take people through is, and I feel this is one of the most important steps, is developing a conscious awareness of self. Many, many spiritual leaders talk about awareness and developing that. But it is critical to change. Before we can change anything about ourselves or our lives, we have to be aware of what's not working. We have to be aware of what is working, and we have to know where those patterns are that get in the way of really expressing our full potential. We all have patterns in our lives. Some are very, you know, healthy patterns, like brushing our teeth every day, and others aren't so, where they get in the way of really expressing our truest self, such as control patterns, abandonment. We sometimes have patterns of approval, or we seek approval. Those are some examples that I go over in the book about how we even choose relationships based on patterns. And soul-hearted is not that. It is really about two people coming together in that beautiful soul-connected energy and expressing themselves, doing their own individual work, and then each one enhances the other so you get more than the sum of its partners. So this energy then goes out into the world and is benefiting not just the individuals or the couple, but everybody who comes into that space.
Well, and we're going to get more in depth on that. I want to go back to these patterns, you know, controlling, abandonment, seeking approval, all these things that, as you say, get in the way of having a healthy relationship. We do to ourselves, you know, we control, you know, before we even do it to anybody else, we control ourselves, we abandon ourselves, we, you know, so, but I'm curious too, because you work with men and women together, you know, partners working on relationships. Are you finding, because the show is about, you know, the show's called Voices of Women, are you finding these things more, prominent in the women, or how is it different with the men and the women and how they deal with their personal issues that come up that they need to transform?
Well, my sense about, this is a show of voices of women, and I want to really applaud the women in this world, because we do hold the power center in most relationships, because we're willing to do the work. More like, it's what I'm seeing more than I do see with the masculine energy. And that's where the feminine energy really is, okay, let's get down and let's do it. The male energy tends to be a little bit more lofty, a little bit more visionary. And in partnership, they work wonderfully. And what we're moving to in the, in this evolution of our consciousness is those male-female energies being in much more balance in each individual. But I work a lot with women. I do women's groups. And women have always been out in the forefront to say, I want to be better than I am. I want to be on my own journey. And they're much more willing to take a look at themselves. And so a lot of times it's the women that bring their partners in to see me. Mm-mm. And that's where it begins. But then the men usually come along once they see the benefit and once they see, how really becoming aware of what gets in the way for them in expressing their own potential. And then in a couple, then they're more willing to go to work.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. If you look at, workshops or activities like, Women Wisdom Conference, well, we're all women, but you see more women in these kinds of places where you have workshops that are working on self-transformation or self-development. So that seems logical. And yet if you invite men along, like whenever I invite my husband, if he knows I want him to go, he'll come. And then he gets into it. I think that's kind of it.
Well, we're usually the leaders. Which is fine. We've always been the leaders on the planet, and that's what's, the women have always had that one step, ahead. Come on, let's go. And I try to encourage as many women to include their partners or to encourage their partners to really work with them.
Well, yeah, you can't do it alone.
No, you can't.
Or you may be in court.
Yes.
Or wherever to end the relationship. And that's a problem too of, how do we end relationships gracefully? Well, we're going to take a quick break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis, and we'll come back and talk more with Deborah about soul-hearted partnership. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Deborah Rebel today, who's the author of Soul-Hearted Partnership. So, Deborah, let's talk about this a little bit more. In looking over some of the materials in your book, you talk a lot about the flow of energy and expanding that in our lives. So tell me more about that.
Yes. I work with individuals as well as couples in really tapping into that flow of energy that each of us has. Some people call it chi or tapping into source, higher power, and it's really through the heart center. So it's soul-hearted. So through our heart center, we tap the energy of soul, which is really our soul's journey coming through the heart center into our everyday experience. Each of us has an ability to go within, to open the heart center, and that energy can come out and expand into our everyday lives. So it's like a living meditation. When we partner with someone who is also doing that, then we have this lovely exchange of energy. And on the front of the cover of my book, there's like a beautifully colored double helix, and these energies come together and merge like a beautiful alchemy or synergy of energies. And then that power of the energy becomes amplified because both energies from the heart center coming from that source of ourselves into our lives can co-create our intentions. It can create whatever it is that we want to individually with a couple, within a couple or co-worker, friend. And that is really the power that we have within to co-create our lives in the way we want.
Yeah, I know in my spiritual practice we do a lot with the heart too, and just, you know, if you feel your heart and just think of like a pink glow around your heart and send that out. I know I'm in with a lot of groups for people in meditation and group meditation, you know, they do that, that sense of sending that heart energy, that love into this, into the center of your group, and that can just shift the energy too.
Absolutely. And when we really tap that light energy, that source of ourselves, the light within us, and we send that out, and it goes out into, you know, our relationship, into our everyday life, into other people, it's transforming. And it comes back a millionfold, as you probably have experienced in your own life. So that's what the partnership of Soul-Hearted is, truly an energetic partnership. And for many people, that's not always easy to attain. So it's really having to do the work yourself, which is the Soul-Hearted Partnership with Self, combining with someone also doing that, which gives the lift of spirit to create in this more powerful way.
So what about though, you're in a relationship where you have difficulty communicating that. What are the common difficulties couples face in that kind of communication?
Well, most of the time, it's one person either trying to control the other person or micromanaging. And micromanagement is the first sign that you're in a pattern of control. And I'm going to start with that one because that's very prevalent in our society. We want our way, which is fine, but we want the other person to do it our way or to really be in our control. And that's always a sign that we're not really secure within ourselves. We have to allow the other person to be. We have to let them, you know, be who they are in that self-expression. And sometimes that means they're not going to do it our way, or they're not going to see it through our own eyes, because we can't have the other person's experience. We can listen to that. We can try to get a handle on that, but we can't have it. So the first thing I try to get people to do is communicate from their heart in a heart-centered type of communication, which is I speak from my own experience, my own truth, and I allow you to do the same. And when you start with that kind of communication, which is mostly listening and a little bit of talking, then we start to move in that energy, in that flow of energy, which opens up then, oh, let's see what our intentions are. Are we on the same page? Are we not? And so that's where I would start. And as far as the communication.
Yeah, looking at that, that's a good point. One, listening, that's very critical. Yes, what are our intentions? Because they may not match, and it's okay sometimes they don't match. We're not going to match 100% with a person. I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it is either, Chris. And we have to honor our individual intentions. See, wholehearted is a full expression of the individual as well as the couple. So both the individual intentions are expressed, and they have to be, you have to communicate. People, you know, want others to give them what they want, but they don't communicate necessarily, you know, clearly what that is. And sometimes they don't even know. The other thing that really supports this kind of communication is a sense of trust. And trust comes from not only within the dynamic of the relationship, but it comes from within ourselves. So we have to trust ourselves in that flow of energy, knowing that we're listening, we're being guided by spirit, and that we trust that flow of energy to communicate to our partner. And sometimes the trust is knowing that the relationship is no longer really serving us and it's time to leave. So trust is a major part, because we have to trust ourselves. It's not necessarily trusting the other person. It's trusting ourselves to know if that person is trustworthy. Are they worthy of our trust? Can, you know, have they shown us that? For so many people say, I feel afraid to trust. Well, you start with trusting yourself, and you'll build on that in a relationship.
So give us some pointers on that. How do you start to trust yourself? Because it starts with yourself.
Yes, it starts with yourself. The first thing I take people through is, first of all, to trust yourself, you got to be able to hear yourself. You have to be able to listen to that inner voice, because that's the voice that never lets you down. That's the voice, you know, people call it their essence, their spirit, their higher self. That if you listen to that and you follow it, you can trust that it's right on. It's always going to be spot on. So we have to start with quieting ourselves enough, whether that's meditation or a yoga class or sitting quietly, walking in nature, anything that allows us to tune in. And that also goes with opening the heart center and then beginning to just start to get those inklings, that whisper, because spirit is a whisper. It's not loud. And I always make that distinction between the head and the heart, because the heart is that inner knowing. It's the voice that says, I know, I sense, I feel. It isn't the voice that says, well, I think, or I'll figure it out. That's the head. And so in order to really tune in and trust ourselves, we have to know that voice and listen and follow it, because its guidance is absolutely impeccable.
What about someone who's in an abusive relationship, though? I mean, maybe they're not even allowed that time alone.
I have had, you know, people that have been in abusive relationships, and what I, the first thing I do is, besides getting them to safety, is to have them start there. Because they're not used to having that time alone, it's mostly about just surviving. I mean, how do I make it through the day? So once they're in a safe place, physically, that's the first place they have to go, because they're not, they haven't tuned in. But somewhere along the line, they must have heard something if they get out of that relationship, even if it's for to get to a shelter or to get to someplace safe.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most critical thing, because they're not, that person is not used to listening to themselves. That's why they're in that relationship to begin with.
And oftentimes, you know, you hear the stories that they tend to go back because it's, well, it's familiar, and that, that fear of being alone or not being able to, that they can't make it on their own.
Yes, and control. They're used, you know, so many people in relationships like that, they don't know that individual self. They only know that self in pattern. So this is where patterns come in. And so the pattern that they brought into the relationship matches that, that abusive pattern. Could be, you know, a victim pattern with a, an abuser pattern. It could be, you know, they're used to being controlled, so they really tie into that. And so the first thing is, again, quieting enough to listen, to see, to build awareness, what patterns are keeping me here? Why am I here? Why do I keep going back? Why do I keep doing this? Why am I not trusting myself to make a different choice?
Yeah, so it's a lot of reflection, and I imagine you give people tools of, you know, whether it's writing in a journal. I think that's a good way too to get it out, or even doing artwork. Sometimes some sort of self-expression like that, things come out for people to explore.
Journaling is a wonderful tool, and many women take to journaling. For some of my male clients, if they don't want to do a journal, they'll do a digital journal, you know, on the computer, or like drawing is a good idea. Even just, you know, I say talk to yourself, walk and talk, you know, have that conversation with that inner self, that inner voice. Keep that conversation going, because that's how we become aware. Talk to other people.
Yes, and you need the support. You need to get, you find the support with other people to talk about it. And I think, especially women, there's a lot of shame and we don't open up about our relationships.
Yes, and, you know, for especially for women with other women, we've got to make it safe for women to tell their friends, to tell their sisters or their mothers what's going on, so they can get the support they need. And when we, when I say safety, when a sense of safety is to know that no matter what I tell someone, they're not going to judge me, they're not going to criticize. So that even if they disagree with my decision, they will support that that's what I need to do for myself. And that's not always easy for people to find those relationships where we feel safe enough to be that vulnerable. And so soul-hearted partnership, being vulnerable is absolutely essential. If, to have a safe place to go to in that relationship and really bare your soul. And the more we do that in soul-hearted partnership, the more intimacy we build, and then that just enhances that, that closeness. And that synergy of the energies.
Yes, there. Yeah, that's so true. So it's and there's a lot of fears around being vulnerable because we're afraid of being hurt again, in, or whatever it is in our patterns. And we're going to talk more about patterns, and we're going to take another commercial break right now. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We'll continue discussing the importance of creating good relationships.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
On the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. And that song you heard is our Woman Wisdom theme song from our CD. The Woman Wisdom CD you can purchase on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And it's a compilation of songs from the many women singers we've had at our conference over the years. Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. It's a fabulous inspirational CD. So I encourage you to look for that on our website. So I'm talking with Deborah Rebel. She's the author of Soul-Hearted Partnership. And so we've been talking about all sorts of things regarding partnership. Deborah, first, why don't you tell people your contact information, how they can reach you and your website, and how they can purchase your book.
Okay. Well, there's two websites they can reach me at. One is www.deborah.rebel.com, R-E-B-L-E, and then soulheartedpartnership.com. That's www.soulheartedpartnership.com. My books are available in many small spiritual bookstores, independent bookstores, also on Amazon, and they can also purchase them on my websites as well, and Barnes & Noble as well, too.
Oh, great. And I apologize, I've been pronouncing your name wrong. Rebel.
That's okay. Actually, I like it. It's like rebel with a cause.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about patterns, and they actually have a lot to do with getting in the way of our relationships, because our patterns start from, you know, birth. We whatever comes to us, our experiences in our life, and we start developing these patterns, and unless we look at them and really find how they are stopping us from really having a life that we so desire and relationships that we dream of having, it starts from really looking at our patterns. And one of your chapters you talk about, you focus on patterns, chapter 3. And so I'd love for you to go through the steps to practice the principles that you give in that chapter.
Well, the most important thing is to also look at patterns, because they affect every aspect of our life. When we are in pattern, we will interfere with making really positive choices for ourselves. Fear is a pattern. Resistance is a pattern. Abandonment's a pattern. Anger is a pattern. And so any of these negative life patterns will stop us from making the real positive changes that we want in our lives. So whether we're in relationship when they're showing up, or they're showing up in other situations, it's important that we recognize them. That's the first step in breaking them. Now, patterns are cyclical. We live in a very cyclical, orbit world. And so they, you know, what goes around comes around. They continue to come into our lives until they are really broken, and we have to really cut them at their source. So the first thing about recognizing patterns is really finding out, as you mentioned, Chris, where they started. Where's the origin of them? And we all have them. You know, we all grew up in families. We all grew up in different cultures and societies that, you know, we have some programming that we have to look at. So the first thing I really encourage people to do is to, you know, journal, write down, reflect on where are those patterns showing up in your life and where did they start? I was with a woman yesterday, and she had this lovely insight about this pattern of seeking approval. And she said, I finally was talking with my husband, and I was so afraid to share with him that, you know, we had some financial troubles that I was keeping from him. And I realized that my fear of sharing wasn't with my husband, it was with my father, because I was afraid that I was going to let him down, that I was not going to be that perfect child. And so that alone freed up so much space, and the conversation with her husband, it changed the way they were actually looking at their finances and being able to partner. So I would begin with, when you see a pattern arise in your life, what's triggering that? So that's another step, is when you start recognizing the patterns, you have to start finding out what triggers them. Is it a certain person? Is it a certain situation? Is it something that you fear or, you know, sets you back? So those can be jotted down, again, in a journal. They can be talked over with your friend or a therapist or a coach. The other thing that then, once we know what those are, we start to become aware of them in our daily lives. So what I always tell my clients, and I do myself, is the minute you see a pattern come up, you'll feel it. Either it'll be something, some reaction you will have. You need to pause. The pause gives you the chance to examine it, to let it come up, and not be reactive to the person or situation that you're in. If you can, take a moment, take a deep breath, take several deep breaths, walk away. You know, if you can, take some time with it. Then come back to the situation or the person, and you'll be more responsive, okay? So the permission to pause, as I call it, is one of the tools that allows you the space to see the pattern, to release it before you say something you don't want to say, you act in an, you know, it out of resentment or anger, and then that space where you come back to the situation or person, you can make a different choice. So you can make a choice that is much more discerning, more empowering to you. So maybe it is, I really didn't mean to say it that way. I meant to say this. I realized that when you said this, I started to feel out of control. I started to feel like you were leaving me. So that's why patterns are so important to be aware of. You want to recognize the patterns in your own relationships. You may have a friend or a family member. Hello? You may have a friend.
Yes.
Okay. A friend or a family you've been in pattern with for almost your entire life, and you don't even realize it. And so patterns also wear down relationships. If you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, there's no inspiration. It's the same old, it's going through the motions. So you want to recognize patterns, even if it's we go to the same restaurant every week, or we do the same thing on the weekends, even if you're having a sexual relationship and it's always the same night or the same morning. Patterns are really insidious in relationships and can be very damaging. So you want to inspire and also make sure that you're aware. So the three steps I use is recognizing or awareness, A, you know, pausing and changing the behavior, B, and then choice, making a new choice, C. So I kind of use an ABC approach. But the most important part is by recognizing your patterns, you really get to make different choices. So that's kind of all of it in a nutshell, Chris. Is there anything else any questions you wanted to ask?
Oh, no, I so agree. And it really is, a lot of times we are triggered by something other than what's happening in the moment, and we have to stop. I think pausing is great. You know, just take a breath before you speak. A lot of times we just speak. I mean, that's a pattern, too, to just blurt things out. And be in reaction is one of our patterns. It's really good I'm thinking of another tool that other people use is just breathing. Like just to stop to breathe before you speak might allow you to have a different response.
Absolutely.
And so there's lots of little techniques you can do for yourself, because you know how you get in it. You're immediately in that pattern in your conversation with your partner. And you are, here I am again. and then it even adds to it more. You get more frustrated even. And then it tends to escalate versus if you just backtrack and take a pause and then be curious and ask the question, well, you know, what were you thinking there? Why did you say that versus, it's even in the tone. Why did you say that versus, well, you know, to be curious and find out, you'll probably find out they didn't mean it how you thought they meant it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the breath is always a good sign. If you can breathe and close your eyes, you're definitely in relaxation. If you can't do that, then you're not, and you probably need more time with whatever reaction came up. And, you know, I always say a reaction goes to another reaction, then you have another reaction. So it's a chain reaction. And the only way to interfere with that is to be responsive, is to pause and ask yourself, what just happened? What did I just feel? What is going on with me? Because if you're having a reaction, it's with you. No matter what the other person did, said, or what the situation is, you're having a reaction to it, and you need to examine that. The more we can become, I like to use this, unmessable with, that other people's stuff doesn't trigger us, the more calm, peaceful, and the more we can express our true being in the world. It's really when we just get triggered by others' patterns that they trigger our own. When we can recognize, let go immediately, and make a different response, we're much happier in all our relationships. So that's one of the things I strive for almost every day is, can I get through this day reacting as little as possible, being as responsive as possible?
Yeah, and that, the difference of reacting versus responding, and to know, to really own, it's my reaction.
Yeah.
It may not have anything to do with the other person, and it might, but it's still my reaction, and to own that, a lot of times we don't own that, we don't take the responsibility of that. Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna continue this conversation after we have our next commercial pause. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back and talk more with Deborah Riebel.
We are are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Deborah Riebel and about her book, Soul Hearted Partnership. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, the triggers, the patterns, things that get in the way of healthy relationships. But let's talk about, Nora, what is a healthy soul hearted partnership? What does it look like? And, you know, so you started first by building a solid relationship with yourself and then how do you take that to moving into creating the elements for a partnership?
Well, I kind of look at it from what, you know, how it unfolds on a day to day. So this is just to give people a scenario. You wake up in the morning and you're with a partner. You don't get out of bed right away. You snuggle. You take that few minutes to just be together. And it might be at the end of the day, but you take that time and you allow each other to say, what are your intentions for the day? What are yours? What are our intentions for our lives? So you make that connection. A lot of people just jump out of bed on their way, and they're in routine before they even know it. So the little things do matter. So it's that connection. It's keeping that flow of energy throughout the day, throughout the week. You touch in. You make sure that person knows that that you're doing the work on your own self, so that they can do the work on their self. So I always say, if you're doing the work yourself, catching your patterns, becoming more responsive, really building a sense of trust and love and intimacy in the relationship, then that's going to change the relationship, whether you stay together or not, because it just takes one person in a relationship to do that. So this flow of energy that you create by attending to each other, by listening, by having each other's intentions in mind and then creating together, then you start to look at how do we take these energies and then co-create together. So we bring them, we bring these energies like an alchemy, like we stir up the beautiful energies that we bring together, and we send them out into the universe for whatever intentions we want to create, whether it's to build a business or a project or create a home or children. And then that flow of energy can also go into the individual. So the individual pursuits are also, they're very much encouraged and supported. When if there's any issues around jealousy come up, we have to recognize that that's our insecurities. And the relationship between the two partners, we help each other see the patterns. Did you see what just happened? And then, as you mentioned, Chris, before, we own it. We own our, and then we start to work on those things. As far as grievances and resentments, we resolve things as much as we can in the moment, and we don't return to them. So if we say to each other that something is complete, that we've handled it, then we don't bring it up the next day in an argument or down the road as throwing it back in our partner's face. We let it go. It is complete. And there's this beautiful dance of then these energies together in forgiveness. Forgiving means forgiving the past, means letting go, that it doesn't come up again, so that we get to see that person new every single moment. So that's a little bit in a nutshell.
And it's an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
I'd say probably not perfect either. It's because we're human.
Right. And I always say it takes effort. People say it takes hard work. I said, no, if it's hard work, you better look at that relationship. It takes effort, it takes time, it takes attention, it takes energy. It shouldn't be hard work. Yes, we do our own work, and we put that effort to ourselves. But if it's hard work and you're slugging it out every day, that's not a full-hearted partnership. That's not healthy.
And to recognize when something isn't healthy to how you can close that relationship.
Yes, and in the book I described how we can bless and release a relationship in a very loving and honorable way, and really recognizing the purpose for which it served, because not all relationships are meant for a lifetime. You know, I always say we have thousands of soulmates that come into our lives. The soulmates that become our soul-hearted partners are the ones that continue in this life doing the work with us. But not all soulmates stick around. We have some, we have some relationships that are for just a moment, some for a season, and then those that are those rare gems that most of your listeners know are those ones, those partners, they're around for a lifetime. And that's soul-hearted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love for you to end reading that meditation at the end of your book.
Okay. So this is the meditation. I actually wrote this for a wedding I did. Envision yourself walking with your partner on a magnificent beach at sunrise. The sun is slowly peeking over the horizon, signaling a new moment in your life. Sharing the rising sun with your partner, you're aware of how you feel holding hands. You are awed by the way your partner's face lights up with joy as the sun comes over the horizon, realizing that witnessing this amazing scene alone would be stirring, but sharing the experience is even more inspirational. You quietly walk side by side, making parallel footprints in the sand. You both pause and silently gaze at the ocean, looking outward together towards your future. You gently squeeze each other's hands, acknowledging the loving energy that connects your hearts and souls. You are whole and complete. Your partner is whole and complete. Your twin flames infuse your partnership with light energy. All three relationships are nurtured simultaneously, so your partnership has power beyond the sum of its partners. Although you are each alone, there is no feeling of separation. You are two beings connected through a divine energy source. As the sunlight reflects off the sand, you experience the full expression of the light of your beings. You are drawn to the horizon where a dolphin's fin breaks through the water. Your partner makes a D-line to the top of a sand dune, inviting you to share in the experience. You wave back, acknowledging your partner's invitation, but are content to stare at the sea, anticipating the next black triangle to emerge. Your partner smiles at you in silent understanding of your desire. You give each other permission to fully express your own choices in the moment, separate yet deeply connected.
Wonderful. And you mentioned that.
Yes. It's the permission.
Go ahead.
It's the permission that at the end, when I realized that is one of the most powerful tools, is when we give someone permission to be themselves, to make the choices that inspire them, then that beautiful separateness of that permission comes together and really supports that full expression of being in the relationship.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. I've so enjoyed this, and I appreciate being on the show.
Okay, so I would like to leave everyone with this thought today to reflect on what you need for yourself to cultivate a healthy relationship and one that's within yourself. And then spend some time reflecting about your relationships with others. And just take a look. Are your relationships healthy and fulfilling? It's up to you to make the changes you need. And you might want to get Deborah's book, Soul-Hearted Partnership, by Deborah Riebel, R-E-B-L-E. Okay. And our time is up. I just want people to know they can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. If you're in Seattle, we're having our annual meeting this next Tuesday at Standing Stone at 7 o'clock. And we're having our first Community Connections event on March 24th for the year. It's going to be a great day. It's all about discovering yourself, how to be. And also want to invite people to check out my book, the award-winning Amazon bestseller, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. And it is also a great book of learning how to explore the feminine inside yourself. And it's changed many people's lives just as our conference has.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death.
As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.